Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Once again, if you're not on the Johnny B Show Facebook page, jump on it because we're going to throw this story up as we're talking about it. But there was a nice little prank, a wedding prank. And, I mean, not the actual wedding, which, like I said, that's the real prank here. But I guess it's tradition for the groomsmen to prank the groom or the best man. I didn't really know that until I read this story. I know I was part of a couple of pranks, but I just thought the groomsmen were pricks, and we were just messing with
the groom.
Like my older brother got married, and my brother-in-law and myself, my brother-in-law who's married to my sister, we did the where we opened up the hood of his car and put
dead bodies,
sardines, cans of sardines all over
Norm McDonald,
all over the engine block. Yeah, no, dirty works.
Who else is that? Artie Lang.
Yeah, God, yeah. Yeah. It's such a good movie.
Artie Lang is fat in that movie, but he's like thin. Like when I think about him now.
Compared to. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's thin fat.
Yeah. Thin fat? Yeah. Anyway, we did the where his whole car smelled like sardines, and it's bad. You know, it's just a jerky thing to do. And also, they tie like the cans and stuff on the back of the car.
Yeah.
We tied like a couple dildos and just stupid stuff that they didn't know. One time a buddy of mine was getting married and I wasn't at the wedding, but some mutual friends, they tied like a blow up doll to the back of the car.
Are they still married, your sister and?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Both my older siblings have been with their spouses for 25, 30 years or something.
Good
like
that. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope they're happy.
They're better at marriage than I am. You know what I mean? I'm bad at it.
Hope they're happy.
Oh, yeah. No, they seem just blissful as hell. My sister and my brother-in-law, they have been together legit, like, I would say over 30 years. Because when I met my brother-in-law, I was playing, like, middle school football. And they were in high school. And they started dating. And I remember him giving me a ride to football practice. My sister's like, give my little brother a ride to football practice. And he's like, okay. So he's like trying to talk me up, you know. He's like, so what's going on? And I go, look, man, I know you just want to bang my sister. So don't do this buddy-buddy stuff with me, all right? I'm not going to know you in a year. And then
See you with your mullet and like a Yahoo or something. Yoo-hoo?
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just see a little fat Johnny
I was
B.
probably drinking a Yoo-hoo. Yeah. You know, it's a nice pre-workout meal, you know. I'm drinking my Yahoos. Yeah.
Search engine.
Idiots. Yeah, but I remember like talking smack to him. I was like, you know, 12 years old. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even know you in a year.
You're just talking like Cartman in my head.
Yeah, hey. Hey, mister. Hey, buddy. I just said, try to bang my sister. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, but
I was in pain.
Kitty.
Leah and I, anytime the word pie is mentioned, and we'll do it around people that don't know South Park, and we look like idiots. It's like, anybody want some pie?
Yeah, I want some pie. God damn it, Mom. The kitty cat's just taking my pie. Kitty cat's being a dildo, Mom.
Oh, looks like kitty cat's going to spend the night in Mommy's room tonight. Maybe I'll start watching South Park.
Yeah, I need to.
Again.
The old episodes were great.
Yeah, they were really good. Anyway, so this prank that this man does to his buddy is pretty cool. He actually wears the wedding gown.
I saw that.
And it's a video, right, Ryan?
I believe I'm waiting for it to load, but yeah, there is a video.
You waiting for a load, Daddy?
Yeah.
You want the load real good?
That's a hot bride.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is going to sound so so wrong.
Uh-oh.
So cold.
Just.
But you know how most women look great on their wedding day?
Well, you would hope so.
They go through a lot of preparation. So, like, an average-looking gal looks gorgeous.
Stunning.
A gorgeous girl looks like a Victoria's Secret model. And an ugly girl looks not too bad. But if you get married and you are still really ugly in your wedding photo, that's sad. And I see them. I see them sometimes. People put them on the Facebook.
It's not good.
Don't do it. Look, for one, don't marry an ugly person.
What if you're ugly?
I'm talking to the other person then. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, ugly people know what league they fall into, and they know what they can get. So, you know, ugly people need loving, too.
I blame their friends for letting them walk down the aisle like that.
Here's the thing.
What are you talking about, man?
They shouldn't.
Who else are they going to marry? They can't get with hot people because they're ugly. So ugly people need to match up.
But, yeah, but then they're going to make ugly people. Like, they're going to make ugly people. Just like stupid people, they get together because they're on the same intellect level. But then they make more stupid people.
Well, what are you going to do? You can't make a hot person bang an ugly person.
No.
That's against the law.
No, ugly
people.
And
ugly people have the right to breed just like everybody
else.
But
they shouldn't, though. You have the right to do anything. And I'll use my steakhouse analogy. You're allowed to fart in a steakhouse.
No, I don't mind ugly people. They're fine.
But you shouldn't fart in a steakhouse. Ugly people don't make more ugly people.
You mean to tell me you've never farted in a steakhouse?
No way, dude. I have mad respect for steakhouses. I farted in the parking lot like a champion, but never inside the steakhouse. Yeah, this best man surprise. The burst of laughter you see from the groom. So he walks down the aisle thinking it's his wife. Got the veil on and everything else. It's not. It's this bearded,
chubby,
dumb,
like short,
stupid Tom Segura looking best buddy. That is so stupid. I mean, it's pretty brilliant, but the video is really good and the pictures are hysterical.
He's
too.
Super uggo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best man.
I guess the wife was in on it too.
Of course.
The wife is pretty. She's a good looking gal, and she's a little on the thick side too, which you know.
You like daddy like.
Hell yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Diff.
Damn, girl. Look at your ass. Man, that girl. Hey. That girl. Fake the death.
Can I tell you, I got hollered at by a black gentleman at
There's nothing
Winn-Dixie.
Like it. It's such a great feeling.
It made me feel really confident.
It should. The way they catcall, it's
on
another
level. It wasn't a catcall.
No?
No, it was way smoother. And he didn't, like, follow up. He didn't follow me around. Like, he was talking to his friend, and then I walked by. I was very flattered, and he just said, it's like, how's it going, girl? And he was, like, an older man, you know? I was just like, well, thanks.
But he was hollering, like, he wanted to get there.
I mean, I would think so. I would hope so.
See, I love it, man. I worry about it, like, with my girl, because, you know,
she got that big old booty.
That ass. And I know, as a black man, I know that they are going to, they have to hit on her. That ass.
They want
to
tear it up.
It's so juicy and beautiful. Like, it's just so good.
I know how she feels.
Yeah. So,
big man arms.
I'm so.
Grover
I'm
ass
so worried.
Man arms.
Yeah, exactly. Grover.
With my sternum just hanging out.
But I'm so worried all the time, you know, like, and it sounds like I'm racist, but I'm scared of black people to be around my girlfriend. You know what I mean? Because I just don't want them. I don't want, you know.
And they have way better game than everybody else.
That's the problem. I don't want, you know, I leave the house. I just expect the doorbell to ring as soon as I walk out of the house. Like, ding, ding. Who could be here? Who's outside? Is it an Amazon package?
Oh, it's a package, girl.
It's a lovely share.
What's he saying? Excuse me? Excuse me, sir?
It meant so much to me.
Oh, you sound nice.
All I'm looking for is just a serious relationship.
Oh, I'm in a relationship.
Oh,
God.
All my life.
Oh, wow. Your whole life?
Why don't you give me that commitment?
Oh, I guess we could talk.
Let's
oh, my down. God. You're handsome.
Let's chill.
Oh, you want to chill with me? Oh.
Don't be afraid of me.
I'm not afraid. Not really. A little bit.
I'm not scared.
I'm going to take the chain off the door real quick. Everything's cool? Who are your friends?
Let me talk to you.
Yeah, the game is strong now. I model my game after confident black men. You know what I mean?
This reminds me of, there was a video, and it was probably came out like 10 years ago. It was called The Gayest Video That Was Ever Made. Have you seen it? And it's like five black dudes, and like different parts of the beat on the song, they'll be like doing a little different gyration, one adds in, and the other one adds in, and then they're just like all like humping the air or like an ottoman, like they're just in a living room.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Girl, But yeah, back in my old days when I was learning how to throw a game, and I was a DJ, anytime there was a girl I liked that was in the club, I would throw on some smooth R&B, and I'd have to sling that game, you know? What's up, mama? Hey, you been coming in here for a while?
Yeah.
Now, I see you don't have a man with you.
No, I'm alone. Thanks for bringing it up.
You have to have a man at the house waiting for you to come home.
No, I'm completely alone.
So you're single?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does that surprise you?
I'm blown away. I don't know how somebody looking like you can walk this earth.
Oh, gee willikers.
Never mind. I don't want to bang your crack ass.
Boner
anyway.
Gone.
Good goddamn. White bread ass, stupid ass, honky bitch. Turn me off. Made my boner go away. God damn it.
Sorry.
Nah, man, I'm going to talk to your fat friend.
Golly gee, look.
I had a girl. I was DJing at a bottle club, after hours club, for many years. And this.
She yelled out when she finished?
Nah, listen. It was this really, really sexy Puerto Rican girl, right? I think Puerto Rican. She may have been from Central America. I have no idea.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh, I should have dumped that. When they fire you, they'll be like, golly gee, well.
Tomato, tamale.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, for like a month, she was coming in on the weekends with her friends.
Yeah, she was.
And she's flirting with me from the dance floor, right?
How does, show me.
She's batting the little eyes at me, smiling at me, just like that. Hell yeah. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. And she was out of my league, right? She was foreign, right? Oh, stop doing that new smile. I don't like it.
It was pretty terrible.
But I didn't have confidence issues, but I was also a realist, like we were just talking about. Like, I know when I'm out of my league. But she's flirting with me every weekend for like a month. I was single and ready to mingle. So I tell one of my bouncers, right? He's standing off to the side. I'm like, hey, homie, come here. I say, tell that girl that I want to know if she has a boyfriend.
Oh, damn.
And if she says no, tell her to come up here and chill with me in the DJ booth. He's like, I got you. He knew the protocol. So I see him go over there and talk to her. I see her smile real big from afar, right? She's all the way across the room. Sure enough, she beelined right up to the B. And I was like, hell yeah, this is about to happen, kid.
Don't call her kid.
No, I was talking that to myself.
Oh.
So hell yeah, bro. Me and Selena about to get it out. She comes up to the DJ booth. I'm like, oh, this is nice. So I go, hey, what's up? What's your name? And she...
farted.
Worse.
Oh.
She smiled real big and was missing three of her front teeth.
I didn't do it for you.
And in her face, I went, oh, come on! God, really? Damn! No! No! Come on! Why, though? Why? She had to have spent $100 on her hair, her outfit, everything. She looked on point, everything. Maybe save up a couple months and get those chiclets fixed up for daddy. God damn. They were showing teeth. You know, if you're missing a molar or something, like, that's fine. But not your showing teeth. And if you are missing showing teeth, how about you just smile with your mouth shut until we land this deal, till you get me back to your shanty, and I get all up and stop with your new smile. You're freaking me out. Yeah, but I was just like, oh! And she's like, what's wrong, boo? I'm like, I don't know. I gotta go back to work now. Nice meeting you. Bye-bye. Golly gee willikers, this is not what I expected.
Enjoy your taffy. See you later.
Oh, so gross. If you're listening out there, sorry. I know you're at home eating corn on the cob and it's taking way too long. kernels are dodging your ass. So let this be a PSA for all you, I don't know, average to ugly people. Slap on some 90s R&B, baby. Get your confidence. Start your game strong. What's up, girl? Damn. What you doing in Walgreens at a time like this? She'd be like, I don't know. What are you doing playing R&B music in the middle of our Walgreens on your phone? Don't you worry about that, girl. You're not feeling good? I see you in the medicine aisle.
I'm getting some X-Lax.
Hell yeah. You don't need no X-Lax, girl. Because I'm smooth enough for me, you, and your locked up colon.
That's good.
I know. I got that game, bro. We should have people call in and see if I can spit game enough to, you know.
Guys and girls, whatever.
In every situation, like you're at the doctor's office.
Yes.
You're getting, you know, an STD check.
Yes.
You know, all right. Sorts of different scenarios.
Let's do it. We'll try a couple out right here, me and you.
All right.
Where are we at? Give me a setting.
Give you a setting.
We're at the gas station.
Oh, gas station.
Yeah, pumping gas. There you go.
All right.
Pumping gas.
You're sweet. Pumping gas?
You're pumping gas.
And then what's she doing?
Anna pulls up.
Yeah.
Looking all fine.
No, I'm looking fine.
Fine, yeah.
Looking good. Good around her.
Damn, girl.
Remember, she's pulling up in a Toyota.
Hey, what's up, mama? I see you watching me pump over here. You like the way I do that?
Yeah, I do.
I swore to God I wouldn't talk to girls in public like this, but you're going to make me break my rules.
Oh.
Where's your man's at?
I don't have one. I'm alone. No longer together.
That's not believable.
It's true, though.
Is he an insane asylum? Because he must be crazy. All right, my boner's gone again. Damn it, man. I gotta stop messing with
you
this
like
crazy.
You like my laugh?
Anna, you gotta throw him that smile.
I don't like your laugh at all. Your teeth are great, though.
And then she flashes you that new smile.
Never mind, lady. I'm married. Leave me alone. Get the hell away from my car.